You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last we had a very in-depth analysis of the entire purpose of the creation of the Mishkan. And at the end, we left off with a very beautiful Dvar Torah that I quoted in the name of the great Volozhiner Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, who was called by his Sefer, the Beis Halevi, as I pointed out to you. His son, this specific Beis Halevi's son, was the famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik of Brisk, that started the Briska dynasty that's been flourishing ad Hayem Hazer. And I quoted a very, very penetrative statement by him in explaining that the Aron HaKodesh that was contained in the Kodesh HaKadoshim served as the ultimate kapara for the chait of the Ego Hazav. I pointed out in his name that the physical configuration of the Aron HaKodesh, where you had two keruvim that were engraved from the actual metal, the gold, on top, and that the keruvim faced each other, panim el panim, and the faces of the keruvim, even though they were facing each other, both were looking downwards towards the top of the cover of the Aron. And as the Beis Halevi said, what they were trying to do was to indicate that their importance, their symbolism, is not in the mere fact that they're facing each other, but they are looking at the contents that are contained in the interior of the Aron HaKodesh, the golden Aron HaKodesh. And the Gemara in Baba Basra tells us what was contained in the interior of the Aron HaKodesh. You had contained in it the Luchas HaBris, which Klai so received at Har Sinai. And Chazal tell us that the Aseret HaDibros on the Luchas were more complicated than seems to be based upon Pshuta Shemikra. The Talmud Yerushalmi in Masechet Shkalim tells us, in Masechet Shkalim in the Yerushalmi, that not only did they have the Aseret HaDibros engraved upon them, but they also had engravings representing the rest of the Tayyak Mitzvahs, and there were also engravings upon them representing what we call certain types of signs and signals of interpretations given by the Torah Shema Peh concerning these Aseres HaDibros as well, and all the other Tayyak Mitzvahs. So the Luchos really represented Torah Shebiksav as interpreted by Torah Shebapeh. The actual Chamishei Chumshei Torah that was contained inside the first Chumash written by Moshe represented the actual Torah Shebiksav, which Moshe wrote at the dictation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Hashem dictated every word in the Torah from the beginning of Bereishis to the end of Sefer Devarim of the Einei B'nai Yisrael. Every word was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe repeated it, wrote it in the text. So Moshe was the legal recording secretary of the Rabbeinu Shalom, recording every word contained in the Chumash. There's no word that Moshe added by himself. Even the narratives of Moshe speaking were the words of Moshe that Hashem told Moshe that he wants these words that Moshe mentioned in the narrative to be recorded in the text of the Torah. It wasn't Moshe's decision to record all these words. It was Hashem's divine decision to record these words. So every word contained in the Chumash is Hashem's divine words that are written down in a text of a Chumash, which we call Torah Shebiksav. The interpretation of these verses on multiple levels comes under the categorization of Torah Shel Baal Peh. And for many, many generations, the Torah Shel Iksav could only be transmitted and taught from an actual physical text, containing the text of Chamisha Chumshei Teirah, word by word, and Teirah Shebaapeh, based upon Gezeres HaKasev, of a pasuk at the end of Pashas Kisisa, Al Pi Hadvarim Elu Karati Chabris. From that pasuk, the Gemara derives Masechtas Gitna Daf Samech Amid Beis, that Teirah Shebaapeh must be transmitted orally. Bar Masha'ein Kein Teirah Shebiksav must be transmitted from an actual written text, such as the halacha, such it was, until a later period of time, when it came to the time of Churbanos, especially Churban Bayisheni, and Klal Yisrael were thrown into a state of Galus. At that specific point in time, what ultimately happened is the Rabbeinu Shalom allowed Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and the other Chachamim to commit the Teirah Shebaapeh into a written form. First, the Mishnah was created by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and the other Tanayim. Later on, in the Tekufa of the period of the Amorayim, you had two different Amoraic texts of Teirah Shebaapeh that were created. You have Rabbi Yochanan, the great Talmud Chacham of Eretz Israel. He's the one who authored the Talmud Yerushalmi, which was the written form of Teirah Shebaapeh, interpreting all the Mishnayos. Later on, you then had the Babylonian Amoraim, finally completed by Ravina Veravashi, writing and completing what's called the Talmud Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud, which is a further elaboration of all the Mishnayos of Teirah Shebaapeh that's contained in the Masoros of Chazal. So in the two Talmudim, Talmud Yerushalmi, Talmud Bavli, we finally had a divine permission based upon the pasuk in Tehillim, Eis lasos l'Hashem heferu teresecha, we were given divine license by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to commit Teirah Shebaapeh into a written form. That written form is studied very, very intensely to this very day. In fact, the whole Daf Yomi movement is predicated based upon studying one Amid, one Blat Gemara of Talmud Bavli. Every day of the week, it goes over a seven-year period. We celebrate, who knows how many thousands and thousands of Jews now are learning Daf Yomi throughout the universe. This is Teirah Shebaapeh that was allowed to be written. The Amoraim of Babylonians are the ones who penned it, and we're still learning it to this very day, because the way we interpret Teirah Shebiksav, the way we ultimately come to conclusions of halacha, how we paskin, despite the controversies that existed concerning minutiae of halacha, it is predicated primarily of the way that the actual source material was basically presented in the Talmud Bavli itself. And that text material contained in the Talmud Bavli, ultimately there were Rishonim and Peskim who developed principles, how we paskin and who we paskin like, and when we have controversies, which Amora is more superior than other Amora when it comes to accepting their halachic opinion. All the Piskei halachas we have today that are contained in the Shulchan Aruch by Reis of Karo and the Ramah is a culmination of all the opinions of the Rishonim who interpreted this Gemara's in the Bavli and in Yerushalmi. They pen their opinions, halach lamasa, how we figure out the sugyos, how we understand the sugyos, whose shita we follow, halach lamasa. The Shulchan Aruch is predicated upon it. So all of Teirah Shebaapeh being interpreted by a chazal of the Teirah Shebiksav is how halach lamasa bizman hazeh has been developed and has been passed down from generation to generation till our current generation. There were many besides the Shulchan Aruch, many, many mefarshim who wrote explanations on the Shulchan Aruch of Rav Yosef Karo, who represented Sfarik Halacha, and Ramosh Islis, who represented the Ramah, Ashkenazic versions of the Halacha. Since then, there have been thousands and thousands of Sfarim written when it comes to developing compilations of Piskei Halachos. There are thousands and thousands of shelas and shuvaks, response to literature, that questions were posed, and based upon all of these source materials, the gedolim of the respective generations who wrote these responsa answered the questions that were posed to them, very difficult questions, and came up with a halachic decision, which therefore enlarged and therefore gave the halachic community even more literature to use when it comes to contemporary shelos, how to paskin and apply the halacha of antiquity of thousands of years ago to modern contemporary phenomenon. In our generation, Baruch Hashem, we saw Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in his Zikrus Moshe doing this. We saw Rav El Yoshev of Orbach in Eretz Israel, great Gedolei HaPoskim, who did the same thing when it comes to their compilations of halacha. The Chazon Ish did it. We can go down the list of all the various Gedolei Hadar that Hashem was mezakras in each and every generation that generated thousands and thousands of responses interpreting and applying the Shulchan Aruch. And this is what's studied in all the yeshivas around the world to this very day. This is the source of the thousands and thousands of hours during the year that B'nai Torah, B'nai Yeshiva spend in the walls of the yeshiva trying to analyze the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaapeh and finally come to an understanding of the final Piskei Halacha that literally give us the ability to have an understanding how to conduct our life to this very day. One of the beautiful compilations when it comes to Aruch Chaim, which is utilized worldwide today, and there's also a Daf Yomi on it as well, is the Daf Yomi on the Mishnah Berurah, which is an explanation of the Aruch Chaim part of the four halakim of Shulchan Aruch, dealing with all the halachas that relate to our daily conduct, in our personal conduct, in our prayer conduct, how we conduct ourselves in shul, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Yom Tov, the halachas of all the various chagim that we have during the year. So all of this is a further development and compilation and summary of all the various halachas that apply to this very day. And halacha l'masa, that is the activity that we are basically involved with when it comes to developing Piskei Halachos till our current generation. And quite obviously, the development of halacha and the continuation of Piskei Halachos as new shaylas come up will continue with continual applications of Gedolei Yisrael in each and every generation, applying the Torah of antiquity to modern shaylas to the end of time. This is what learning Torah is all about. And as I pointed out last week, the purpose of the Keruvim, looking down at the Aron HaKodesh, as well as facing each other, was to show that our connective link that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, represented by one Keruv, Kav Yochel, representing Hashem, even though Hashem has no physical form, but symbolically it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other Keruv represents Klal Yisrael. Facing each other means there is a continual connectivity between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Beis Halevi quotes the Pasuk, Ein Hashem El Yireyev, God's eyes are geared to His beloved people who have a fear and love of Him. So that's the crew of Klal Yisrael facing Hashem, and Hashem, quite obviously speaking, facing Klal Yisrael, is Ein Tamid El Hashem. Klal Yisrael is facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, observing and singing and watching Hashem's divine providence in watching Klal Yisrael and preserving Klal Yisrael for thousands of generations Ad HaYom HaZeh, giving us an incredible Torah literature that we know how to live our life on the highest holy spiritual level it possibly can be. All of this is represented by the Keruvim looking at each other, but looking at the Aron HaKodesh, the Luchos, and the Sefer Torah representing Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaapeh. That connects us and gives a linkage between us and Hashem and us, and allows us to develop a relationship, a kesh of Hashem, that everything we do, as I taught you last week, is Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, exactly how the law was given to Moshe in Har Sinai, and he gave it over to us, as it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. That Messiah has existed for thousands of years till our contemporary current generation. What I want to discuss today, building on that specific beautiful, beautiful Makar, is a very fascinating, fascinating Talmud Yerushalmi in Masechtas Sanhedrin. But before I get to this specific Talmud Yerushalmi, I want to quote another Medrash Chazal, which basically this Gemara in Masechtas Sanhedrin in the Talmud Yerushalmi deals with and answering a very, very crucial, crucial question. Now let me explain to you what my question is and how the question is developed and the relevant sources which could obviously deal with the problem I will be mentioning today, how we resolve the problem and how this brings all of the information I gave you last week into practical application based upon what I'm going to share with you this morning. There is a mitzvah in our Torah called the mitzvah asei of ahavta Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah to love Hashem. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos incorporates this as the third mitzvah in the mitzvahs asei column of his Sefer Mitzvos. And to quote the Rambam says, Tzivuid, it's the command, it's Tavinu, that Hashem commanded us, Allah Avosa Yisala, we should develop a love for Hashem. And the Gemara tells us what's, and the Medrash mentions in this Sefer Mitzvos, what's the source of this, the Pasuk in Sefer Devarim, V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, that is the source, that's the Makar of the Mitzvah of Avat Hashem. But then the Medrash asks a very, very interesting question, which the Rambam quotes. The Medrash says, Eini Yadeya, I don't know, how I can fulfill the mandate of having a love for the Rabbanu Shalom. Talmud Lomer, so the Rabbanu Shalom answers, my Kindalach, I already gave you the answer to this question in the text of Kriya Shema, in the first Pashto, where the mitzvah Ahavta Hashem Elokecha is mentioned. Because right after that Pasuk, the Pasuk says, that these words which I commanded you today should be placed upon your heart, should be analyzed by you, because when you analyze the words of the Torah, you'll be able to recognize Misha'am of Ha'olam, who is the entity, divine entity that created the world and brought it into existence. So Chazal say, and he, the Rambam continues and quotes, B'yarnaloch, I explained to you, Shebe Histaklis, by analysis, deep analysis of the Torah, Tava Ledei Hasag, you'll become to understand not only the Torah, you'll come to understand who Hashem is, V'yamotze Lecha Tanug, you'll have tremendous enjoyment, V'tova Ava Behechrich, and your ultimate love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be developed ultimately by this process, etc., and etc. Now, what does the Rambam teach us? What is the question that the Chazal asked in the Medrash Halacha, that if Hashem says we have to love him, the Medrash says initially, Chum say, we don't know how to love you, Hashem. What do you mean? We have a mitzvah, hafta, l'recha, kamocha, the Christ asked Hashem, how do we develop love for our fellow Jew or for our fellow human being, Avos Abrios? We never saw Chazal asking that question. Why, when it came to Avat Hashem, do we find Klal Yisrael asking the question, Ketzad, Rabbeinu Shalom, how do we accomplish our development of a love for you? What's the answer? What's the mechanism to accomplish this? So I first want to share with you what one of the great Gedolei Achronim on Chumash said when it comes to giving us the background material of why Chazal asked the question about Avas Hashem, how do you do it? But they didn't ask the question when it comes to Avas Yisrael, which seemed to be quite, quite obvious to them. The God I'm quoting is a God whose name is Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. In the Torah schools that they teach, Perush HaMikra and Rashi, they call him the Mizrahi. And this Eliyahu Mizrahi says, I'm going to explain to you what was Klal Yisrael's problem and why they asked Hashem, how do we develop a love for you? Let me explain to you the predicament that Klal Yisrael were confronting. Listen very carefully, because that's going to be the prelude to the Talmud Yerushalmi I'm going to share with you today, that's going to make things even clearer for you and really enlighten you when it comes to the process of why and how we learn the Torah we do each and every day of our life. So listen very carefully. What the Mizrahi says is that when Hashem gave us a command of loving our fellow Jew like we love ourselves or loving our fellow human being, the Jewish people, when we saw that mitzvah, were not perturbed in the mechanism and the format in which we accomplish this. Why? Because human beings are in the same realm as every other human being. We're physical, tangible, human, flesh and blood creatures, created B'Tselem Elokim, that are existing in the same world dimension simultaneously. We see each other. We talk with each other, we communicate with each other, we'll perhaps go places with each other, we'll have perhaps outings with one another, we'll invite people to come to our house, we'll go to their house, we'll develop a relationship, we'll develop a friendship. Many women will basically go shopping together or go to other types of events together to participate with another fellow woman, another fellow human being. The ability for human beings to connect with each other on an intellectual plane, on an emotional plane, on a friendship plane, is self-evident. And you know as well as I do, the closer you come to another human being and the more you know them, the more you deal with them, and the more you show concern for each and every one, and they show concern for you, the friendship intensifies and intensifies, and over time, you develop such a friendship and such an intimacy and closeness, you develop a love for one another. And the same thing applies to a husband and wife when it comes to getting married to one another. It takes a little while, but they develop a relationship with one another, and that relationship becomes more intimate and more intense over and over. It goes bigger and bigger and more intense and intense. And therefore, the love that a husband has for a wife and a wife has for a husband, because both are human beings, and both have the natural resources human beings have to relate to another person, develops into an incredible Avav Achel Shalom Vareyus, the bracha that we recite at the time of the Chasana, when it comes to the Sheva Brachas. It's a very intimate type of love, a very potent love that we are able to develop for another human being, a husband for a wife, and a wife for a husband. Chazal say that's the most potent type of love relationship people can develop in this world. It is so potent, as I'm going to describe you today, that's used as a mashal by Shlomo Melech in Shir HaShirim, the Rambam says, to describe the intimacy and the attachment and the level of love we're supposed to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it says, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, I'm to my beloved Hashem, and Hashem, my beloved, is to me, the concept of phrasing it in human terminology, the Rambam says, is to learn from a human husband and wife relationship how that intimacy and love and connectivity takes place, and to use the same format, develop a love, intimacy, and connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rambam in the last chapter of Hilchas Tshuva. So it says the Mizrahi, but there's one problem. When you're developing between human being and human being, I mentioned before, why it's easy for us to fulfill that mitzvah, be able to develop a love, because we're dealing in the same world, the same realm, the same talents, the kochos, the energies. We see each other, we talk with each other. There's a communicative capacity that allows us to get that type of intimacy. It says the Mizrahi, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we're what the frame of reference we are in the world of human beings, flesh and blood, were corporeal entities. But Lahavdo, the world that Hashem is contained in, which is not our realm, it's a realm of total spiritual existence exclusively. Hashem has no incorporeality. The closer thing that comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on some similar level are the Malachi Hashareis that are in Shemayim, that are totally spiritual entities. They're devoid of physical form or physical body. When it comes to the essence of what a Malach is, it's a spiritual entity. It's Kula Ruchnius. And therefore, if that's the case, a Hashem Bechveda Biatzmo is not somebody I can just easily develop a relationship and develop a love for. The phenomenon of how I do it with a human being seems to be a mission impossible when I, as a corporeal human entity, are trying to develop a relationship between myself and, ultimately speaking, between who? Between myself and, ultimately speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, technically speaking, how do we therefore fulfill the mitzvah of Avat Hashem? That's what Chazal asks, Rabbeinu Shalom. Avat Yisrael, we understand our capacities. But Avat Hashem, how do we relate to you? How do we connect to you? How do we develop the relationship that brings to an ultimate relationship of love? Teach us the methodology of how to observe this mitzvah.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
So the Rabbeinu Shalom says, don't worry. I already developed mechanisms and what I gave you on the face of this earth that will allow you to develop this relationship and connection to me. And what is the mechanism Hashem developed? Hashem says in the Psukim in Kriya Shema, it says, after Vahavta Hashem Elokecha, it says, Vahayu hadvarim eila shenoch mitzavcha yoyim al vavecha. If you take the words of the Torah and you analyze them on a very intense level, Torah Shivik Sad and Teichah Shabbat Peh in all its ramifications, and you go deeper and deeper and deeper in the analysis of all these holy words and holy concepts, Miteich Kappa, that Eisek HaTorah, you'll come to a Hakara understanding and a comprehension who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And once you get that comprehension, and it gets deeper and deeper based upon the deeper level you go in Torah and all of its Torah literature, that will give you the ability of being able ultimately to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by perceiving Hashem, understanding Hashem, who Hashem is and what He is, and how it relates to you and the entire world around you. And that specific knowledge, which you gain in the brilliance of the knowledge of Torah, that tells us how to live every facet of our life, from the time we get up into the morning to the time we go to sleep, all the halachas that relate to everything human beings do in their everyday activities in this world, there's the divine guidebook Hashem gave us to give us every answer to all the questions we might have in every phenomenon that might confront us in our human existence on the face of this earth. You'll have such tonic, such enjoyment realizing how much Hashem, our Avinu Shebeshemayim, loves us. He gave us a book of life that gives us directions how to live a happy physical and spiritual and meaningful existence every day of our life. We'll have a Hakara, Hasagas Hashem, a Hakara Satayv, that ultimately will bring us to a relationship and connection to Hashem that will develop into one of love. And this is what the Rambam basically says. What I want to do today is go deeper in this and really show you where the Rambam and everybody got this answer from, where the Mizrahi got it from, and it's based upon a very beautiful Talmud Yerushalmi in Masechtas Sanhedrin. And in this Medrash, what the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us, that Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai studied Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 40 days, 40 nights, such a chavrusa, and the power of Hashem to give over His Torah in 40 days and 40 nights, and the power that was given to Moshe having superhuman kochos to be able to absorb all of this knowledge in a 40-day time period, a nice gully ma'od, but with Hashem helping him, giving him the siyata deshmaya, and Moshe being put on the highest level of prophetic capacity that ever existed in this world, lakam kamosha, before him or after him, Moshe was able to absorb kula terdekula. That's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibol Torah miSinai, and Chazal say all of the Torah, everything Moshe received, umasal Yeshua, and he came down from Sinai, he gave over Masara to Yeshua, and Yeshua then gave it up to the next generation. That's why we say the beautiful pasuk, Torah tzivu lana Moshe, Marasha kihilas Yaakov. The Torah we have is given to us as an inheritance, as a heritage, directly from Hashem to Moshe, and Moshe directly to Klal Yisrael. But now we come to Moshe Rabbeinu's end dialogue with Hashem after his 40 days of learning the entire Torah. Listen to the way I quote the Medrash, and I'm going to share with you an incredible interpretation of this Medrash Chazal that will give you an incredible insight of what we're trying to accomplish when it comes to our study of Torah. It's based upon a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where the pasuk says, Meisharim Ahavucha, that through Meisharim we shall come to develop a love for God. So this is what the Medrash says. Ama Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, my dear beloved God, I learned with you the entire Torah. You showed me all the various halachas and controversies that are going to take place in all future generations when it comes to not only the Ikra Mitzvah, but when it comes to the various kolalim and pratim and prate pratim that are going to be developed over the thousands and thousands of years of studying and analyzing the Torah. You gave me an entire analysis, an entire disclosure of all the Torah that's going to be learned by Klal Yisrael, even their controversies in each and every generation. You gave me a glimpse of what the debates are going to be, and I'm very appreciative. You gave me an incredible knowledge base. But I got one problem, Moshe said. I had got to go down to Klal Yisrael after I received the Torah, and they're going to say, Moshe Rabbeinu, give us a actual Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Kol HaTorah Kula, that we can follow every day of our life. And the way they're going to say this to me is, Hodiyeni Halacha, teach us what the following bottom line is of all Tayag Mitzvahs, and all of their minutiae in halacha lamasa, all the rabbinical concepts, and all their minutiae in halacha lamasa. It's nice, it'll teach us there were debates and discussions and different opinions, but at the end of the line, what did Balabatna say to the Rav? What is the bottom line? What is the halacha that we have to do? And how do we do it? And what's the final opinion that we paskin like? I'm going to go down, Rabbeinu Shem. I don't have a divine Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I just have an entire knowledge of all the debates and opinions, thousands and thousands of debates and opinions that are going to take place in the future history of the Jewish people. I'm not prepared to give him a Sefer of Halacha. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, I want to remind you of something. I taught you all of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. There's a pasuk in the Torah, in Pashas Mishpatim, that says, Acharei Rabim Lahatos. When it comes to Piskei Halachos, whether it's the Sanhedrin HaGadol or future Bakei Dinim, there might be multiple opinions, multiple svaras of what the halacha should be. But the way you paskin halacha is based upon majority rule. You ask for a vote, who holds this way, who holds that way, and whoever is the majority opinion, that's the halachic structure you have to follow. So basically, said to Moshe Rabbeinu, You in Klal Yisrael of future generations, when it comes to Pesach, have to write your own Sifrei Halacha based upon debate, discussion, analysis, and a majority vote. So Moshe, as a good manik of Klal Yisrael, said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Shalom, I hear what you're telling me, but I have one question to ask you. Kol kach lama. Why are you making this activity of us coming to Piskei Halachos so difficult that we don't know what the halach is immediately, but we have to study the entire Torah, all the literature, debate it, discuss it, analyze it, and then come to an ultimate decision based upon majority vote? Isn't that a very laborious way to develop an understanding of halacha? Wouldn't it have been better for you to give me a divine kitzur shulchan arech, and I could have accomplished that in a very short period of time? So the Rabbeinu Shalom answers Moshe and says the following. Listen very carefully. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, Moshe, I have to explain to you what Torah is all about. The Torah is not merely a book of do's and don'ts, a book of halacha. Because if that's all Torah was, I should have given you a divine kitzur shulchan aruch when you came up here, save you the time and effort, and you had gone down with this sefer of halacha, a halacha lamasa, you wouldn't have to stay here 40 days and 40 nights to learn everything with me as your teacher. Why didn't I do that? Why did I give you knowledge of all the machlokas and mitzvahs and debates and discussions concerning all the mitzvahs on the Torah, the biblical mitzvahs, the rabbinical mitzvahs for all generations? It's because when it comes to studying Torah, Kidei Shetea Torah Nideshres, Memtes Pankan, Memtes Pankan, I want the Torah to be darshan, understood, and analyzed 49 ways this way, 49 ways that way. I want thorough analysis of all of Torah literature from beginning and end. I want you to have an in-depth analysis of the words of the Torah as deep as you can go. And the ultimate answer to your question, what do I accomplish by doing such? So he paraphrases the pasuk in Shir HaShirim in Perek Aleph, Meisharim Ahavucha. The straight ones will develop a love for you. So the Mefarshim on the Talmud Yerushalmi says, what was the answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe's question? I'm going to read to you what the Mefarshim say on this Talmud Yerushalmi. When Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him a halacha berura umichletes, give him a divine shulchan aruch, Hashem says, no, the Torah, when it comes to halach lamasa, requires you gentlemen below, based upon the majority opinion, to determine what the halach is. Why I made the system that way? So Hashem says, I'm going to explain to you. And the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi give us a deeper explanation of the answer Hashem gave. What is it that I have to analyze all the opinions, all the Tanoim, Amaroim, Rishonim, and Achronim? Why do I have to go through that? So says Hashem, Imanima Galacha Pesach Halacha, if I would have given you the easy way out of giving you a divine Shulchan Aruch, Shuv Lotir Nidreshes Behabe Ponim, you wouldn't have spent time going through the analysis of the literature of Kol HaTorah Kula, the Teresh Psav and Teresh Lapeh that my divine Shulchan Aruch was based upon. But if you did that, you'd be missing a point. Because the Gufa Shel Teirah is not only the bottom of line of how we paskin. Gufa HaTorah, the reason I gave you the concept of studying Torah, which we call our Amalah Shel Teirah, for men and women to study on a very deep level, Srichel Hidaresh Bekam upon him. I want the Torah to be shown to have the capacity to be interpreted multiple ways. What's Meshar Mahavucha? What does that mean? As the Yerushalmi quotes it, the Ika Avas HaTeira, what's the Ika way you develop a Kesher, a connection, and ultimately develop a love for Torah? Lasas La Meshram Ayide Deos Hanok Makan Lakan. It's only if you get into the heart of this literature and you analyze it day and night and you comprehend it ultimately in a very deep, sophisticated, intellectual and spiritual level to understand this opinion and that opinion, by that type of deep, penetrative analysis, what you're able to see are the reasons, the divine reasons behind the mitzvahs contained in the Torah, the mechanical halachic reasons, the hashkafic reasons behind the mitzvahs, which we call Tamei Mitzvahs. And after you see all the various parts of what this halacha, this mitzvah can teach you, halachic, hashkafically, miyashrin osa apihadeyak, sarov, the final opinion, even though there might be different competing opinions, the psak halacha is based upon the majority opinion, of the majority of interpretations that agree. The Asek in Torah, on such an intellectual, spiritual, and analytical plane, will not only give you an understanding of the Torah itself, but give you an understanding of the brilliance of the personality, the mindset, and the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the source, the fountain, of the brilliance contained in our Torah. And that knowledge of the Torah on this level, which will bring you to a knowledge of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, a Hasaga Elokis, an understanding of Hashem, who Hashem is, will give you an appreciation what Hashem is to us and to the world at large, and you'll develop such a relationship. The Hasaga of the Torah, which brings you to Hasaga of Hashem, will allow you to develop such an intimacy of connection with Hashem, you'll develop a love for Hashem, and it will bring you to Avat Hashem. So the Asik of Torah, Bahavanya Shal Torah, that I described, is what the Pasuk says to the answer to Klal Yisrael's question. Rabbeinu Shem, how do I develop an Ava for Hashem? He's incorporeal, we're corporeal, how do we relate to Hashem? So Hashem says, don't worry. I gave you a Torah literature of Torah Shavaksav and Torah Shavapah that can keep you busy the rest of your life. It's so wide, so deep, so much to learn that when you get involved in it and go into the panemius and the panemius and deeper Shavim Panamala Torah Shavaksav and Torah Shavapah, you'll get such a knowledge and appreciation of God who created this holy, special, intellectual, spiritual literature. You'll have such a hakavas atayv that Hashem gave us a blueprint of life, spiritual life, and physical life in this world and the next world. You'll have a hakavas atayv to Hashem, and that hakavas atayv and appreciation will give you the ability to relate to God, and that relationship from Hasaga of Hashem and His Torah will bring you ultimately to love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you come close to God. That's the mechanism I created. And that is what is the mandate Hashem gave us when it comes to developing ultimately V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. We therefore see Talmidim and Talmidas that the only way we are able to appreciate and understand and comprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest intellectual, spiritual plane, on the highest emotional plane, and to understand what Hashem really gave us, not just a physical universe with all the pleasures a person could want to have in their life, with all the various types of resources Hashem gave us to survive and thrive, to be able to help ourselves, create our families, help our children, build the world, build the universe, and the intellectual capacities as well to figure out how to use the scientific chachma b'riyat ha'olam that Hashem created to create the technology and the chachma that human beings need to make their existence in this world as productive as possible. All of this gives us a hasagas elokis. That's why the Rambam says, besides learning Torah, learning the various sciences and chachmas abriyas sa'olam is another way of developing an appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and developing a relationship and developing an ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says, likewise, when you study historical texts of Klal Yisrael's existence in this world, and Hashbechal Dar V'Dar Oyim Dam Aleinu L'Chal Aseinu V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseleinu Mi'adam, read the books of the Torah and Levim and Ksuvim and subsequent history books of Klal Yisrael, describing our nisyonos and Hashem's Hashkacha Pratis, preserving us against all odds. All of this gives us a recognition and a cognizance of the divine providence that Hashem has for us, His love that He has for us, the concern that He has for us. And therefore, all of this together, studying the Hilga Torah and Lahavdil the Chachma B'riyas Olam that Hashem created in Maaseh Bereishis, studying the history of the world with the Jewish people, all of this, when you bring it together, gives us such a Hakaras Elokis, such a Hakaras Atayv, that will allow us to connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and with the knowledge of Hasagas Elokis, Hasagas Atayra, we will develop the ability to come to Avat Hashem Elokecha, as is mentioned as the mitzvah in the Torah. The Talmud Yerushalmi therefore gives us the crucial kernel of information of what is the technical way, the format with which we are going to come close to Hashem and develop that relationship of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, on Daf Vav Amid Beis, but it's not an easy phenomenon that you can do 1, 2, 3. The Gemara says to understand the Torah and all that's contained therein, Yogati Mitzvahs, you have to put time and effort. We call that Amala Shel Torah. We have to toil and work day and night to understand all the literature, all of the Chachmas HaTorah and Chachmas HaOlam. We got to work on it. It doesn't happen 1, 2, 3. The Ik is not just the do's and the don'ts, which are very important. You have to follow the Shulchan Aruch. You have to follow the Gedolei HaPoskim in each and every generation. The Psak Halach is important for you to do, but it doesn't start and stop with just Piskei Halachos. If it did, Hashem would have given Moshe a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's a divine book, and we would have been finished. Hashem wants the Torah not only be a source of Piskei Halachos, but a way of connecting us intellectually, spiritually, personally, and emotionally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo u'b'atzmo. That's the purpose of Torah. That's the connectivity that the Keruvim on the Aron HaKadosh, looking downwards to the Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal-Peh, contained under the cover of the Aron HaKadosh, teaching us you want to connect to Hashem. You want to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to feel the love, the support, and the divine providence of HaGeshem watching you and taking care of you and giving you all the brachas aksuvis b'teira. The only way to accomplish this is by studying all the literature of Torah Sheh Shav and Torah Sheh Baal-Peh. It will give you the understanding, the comprehension, the connection, the emotional, intellectual connection that you desire. Your love of God will flow from it. So the Ikar repository of the secret of connectivity of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asur LeMikdash V'Shachanti B'Seichem, we're talking about building a Beis HaMikdash, a Mikdash, first the Mishkan and then the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem says the purpose of this, with the symbolic objects and especially the Aron HaKadosh, is not only that my Holy Spirit should dwell in the holy edifice of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Shachanti B'Sochem, I want you to use that and the knowledge of that and the symbolism of that that my Holy Spirit, my Shekhinah, should reside in the dwelling of each and every Jew and Jewess. Every Jewish house should become a Mishkan Yisrael, as the Navi said, a place of God's divine presence. And the person and the heart of each and every Jew, as the Bala Nefesh HaChaim says, should be the ultimate repository of the holiness and love and compassion and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we possess, helped and aided by the divine Tzelem Elokim Hashem gave us. So we sanctify ourselves, we elevate ourselves in this relationship through the Torah we study and learn and apply to our daily lives. Not only are we preserving ourselves and our family and the earth at large, but as the Nefesh HaChaim says, we preserve and maintain the entire universe. Hashem created in the 6 days of Bria Sa'olam, all the way to the outer cosmos of the Milky Way and further. All of that exists because of our connectivity to Hashem through our Torah and mitzvahs. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Dama lamala mimcha, realize what happens above in the entire universe is based upon what you do down here below, male and females, in your connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through your Torah mitzvahs. Let's hope and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He'll give us the siyata d'shmaya to accomplish this holy mission, and we'll have the ability of Me'aretz Hashem to be able to come so close and so intimate with our love and connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will have His ultimate divine love for us, mida k'mida, mida, a reciprocal love, to facilitate the ultimate coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the eradication of the Shibat HaMalchis of the Gayisha world, that all the crazies of this world will be eradicated by Hashem, Bichvodo Biatzmo, Mechemes Gog HaMagog. Only the normal people of the non-Jewish world, together with Klal Yisrael, will then exist afterwards in a state of mutual respect and kavod, learning Hashem's Torah on each respective way. We're going to go into our literature. B'nai Noach will specialize in their B'nai Noach literature, but we're all going to direct our kavanas, our hearts, and our minds to a world of peace and love and compassion. People will no longer threaten each other with war. There'll be love and compassion and shalom in the entire world. This is what we're praying for. Our learning Torah and immersing ourselves in Torah is giving us the siyata d'shmaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that period will come close, b'mehera b'yameinu. Let's be hope and pray that our collective activities will give us such a schus for us and the world at large. We should be able to experience that experience, b'mehera b'yameinu, l'shana haba'a, b'yerushalayim habenuya.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.